Big Oil gets even more record profits, and one lawmaker says they should not be let off the hook for gas gouging. State Representative Mark Pocan cites ExxonMobil Corporation's second quarter net income of $10.26 billion, which he says is the fourth largest quarterly profit ever recorded by a publicly traded U.S. company.
Their profits are obscene, but so are the prices Wisconsin consumers are paying. I think the least that we should be able to do is have some sort of assessment so that we can have big oil companies help pay for some of the transportation costs in Wisconsin.
Governor Doyle had proposed a 2.5% assessment on gross receipts for oil companies, but defending their no-tax increase budget, the Republican-controlled Assembly eliminated the gas tax from their version of the budget. Pocan says that amounts to a reduction of $247.6 million in revenue from the governor's budget plan, which would translate into cuts to education and local aid for police and fire services. The GOP believes that any tax on big oil would simply be turned around and put right back on the consumer. Pocan believes the Democrats will prevail.
I think the Democrats are trying to stand with the public on this issue, and I think ultimately we will prevail because public opinion certainly feels that companies that have record profits should be paying their fair share, and we shouldn't be burdened with those costs.
Pocan says he's not worried about a court challenge either, because he's very confident that it is not only legal, but also the appropriate thing to do. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.